This podcast of Today FM Breakfast means you can connect with M, Grant and Ed whenever you like. But you've only got a limited time to switch to Optus in-store and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 64GB for just $59 a month on a 24-month lease. Get terms and conditions at optus.com.au.
Hello, podcasters. Grant Denyer.
Hello, world.
Oh, mate, big show today. Ash London filling in for M. We had the liar, Sean McAuliffe, on. We had...
Not a liar, just has a show on at the same time as you.
Well, selfish.
Deal with it.
Yeah, I know. You're right. The lovely Celia Piccola for my show. That was more like it.
It's good fun.
We settled the Yanni versus Laurel thing.
Yeah. Finally, once and for all. From the horse's mouth.
Yes, that's right. And then also we had some royal wedding disasters when you're trying to watch things. So plenty on today. Have a great podcast.
See you guys.
What happened to your royal wedding plans? How did they stuff up? Because, Grant Denyer, you've had a shocker.
I had a royal wedding incident, in fact. It was pretty significant, which meant that I actually missed most of the wedding as a result.
It was 3 hours long.
Oh, mate, I can't believe it either. What happened was my wife was very, very excited about this, as many people around the country were. So she organised like a wedding party. We went to somebody's house.
Oh, nice.
And there
did
was,
you dress up?
Yeah, we had tiaras, we had crowns, there was streamers, there was like royal themed cocktails. It was magnificent. It was extravagant. So we started at like 3:30 in the afternoon, which was
that's very early.
We possibly might have been the key component of the issue that went wrong, because by the time, you know, the rosé had started, and then we moved on to those royal themed cocktails, and then by the time the chocolate Baileys started to hit the table.
What time was that? What time did the Baileys come out?
We're still 2 hours before she walks down the aisle.
Oh, you've peaked early.
We've critically mistimed this, like massively, to the point where the moment she stepped into the church, I had enough time to go, oh, is that it? I expected a little bit more from the dress. Okay, looked at my wife, better get a taxi straight away.
What happened to her?
Well, let's just say I put her in the taxi and then she tried to have a conversation with the taxi driver while I was in the back with the kids. And watching her try to say wedding dress whilst in that state.
Did your wife get so happy? That
so
she,
joyous for the occasion.
Was she not in the bathroom throwing up during...
Well, the driver's gone, man. I can't understand what she's saying.
Oh,
she's trying to say, what do you think of the wedding dress? Yes.
Unintelligible.
Meghan Markle's. And then I said, you better open the window.
No.
And then we just got home in time. Nothing happened out of the taxi. I've put the kids to bed. And you know what happened? The big royal finish to our day was my wife vomited in the sink.
No. Oh, not in the kitchen sink.
The kitchen sink. No. Not even in the toilet. Not even in a bin.
Oh,
no.
Oh,
it's like, mum, not again.
Oh,
and it's like, you know when you're at that point where there's so much that you don't know whether to pull it out or try and squish it down into the hole.
Now you're talking.
You know what I mean?
An incinerator. We've got an incinerator.
It was just one of those.
Oh, it's just what the royals would have wanted.
So I didn't see anything after she walked in.
No, nor did she. I mean, I'm sure she's very happy you're telling this story too. Yeah. Big shout out to you, Shazzy.
I love you. Love you, Zaf.
Now, have your that's a royal plan stuffed up. Kim from Wollongong, what happened to you?
Kimmy, where are you, mate?
Kim. Oh, let's move on. Mary from Kingswood. Mary, what happened to your royal wedding plans? Oh, this is fun, isn't it? Okay.
While we get them, I'll tell you what happened to me, because
please.
It was kind of similar to your beautiful wife.
What?
We went to IKEA that day, so we bought all this furniture.
Awful.
And we came home, and my poor husband, of course, his job was to put the furniture together, because I'm very bad at that sort of thing.
That would have been quite a tug of war for him, because he would have been right into the royal wedding, I'd imagine. So
Not an ounce. So he's in front of me, because we like to do everything together. So cool. You go on the carpet in front of the couch and make the furniture. I'll sit on the couch and watch the telly.
That is the worst night of his life. Not only is he watching a royal wedding, but he's got an Allen key in his hand. You are unbelievable.
But I sweetened the deal. He made the cheese platter, and we got a bottle of wine out.
Yeah.
But because he was busy with his hands building and getting frustrated, I consumed the entire bottle of wine on my own.
Distracted.
I got very joyous.
So joyous.
To bed and woke up with the worst hangover of my life yesterday morning. But we had all of our
new shelves
assembled.
Like magic.
Exactly.
All right, let's try Kim one more time. Kim from Wollongong, what happened to your royal wedding plans?
So I was at work and I raced home, got all ready, was just turned the TV on, and I got a blackout.
Oh, oh no. Oh, you're kidding.
So the power went out, Kim.
Yep, someone hit a car pole.
And
a
car that is so rude.
And so how much of it did you see?
I missed her walking down the aisle. I missed the dress. I missed the kids.
Well, you know what? I think the sermon's still going if you want to try and catch it. You're going to Sher. Well done, Kimmy. You're off to see Sher. Kudos Bank Arena, Thursday, October 18. It is Today FM. Grant.
Yes.
Lundo.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
This has swept the nation. This has swept the world. What is being said in this grab?
Laurel.
Okay.
Okay, just, I think we can all get on the same page. Are we all Laurels here?
Yeah, I'm a Laurel. Now, remember, I missed this. I was crooked for 2 days, and I feel like the whole world has passed me by, such as the world of the internet. So this is like the new version of blue dress or gold dress, yeah?
This is
what this is.
Yeah, and most people are hearing Laurel. Some people are hearing Yanny. I heard Yanny for like a minute and then reverted back to Laurel.
Had you been listening to it over and over and over and over and then your brain starts to flip out?
No, I'd listened to it in the morning and I took a break and then I came back to it and just to reassess.
I did something else, yeah.
And then it was Yanny, but then I heard it morph as it went Yanny, Yanny, Laurel, like that.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And there is your show, Ash London Live at Night.
Yes.
You have a lot of younger people call in.
Yes.
And they're saying that if you're over 25, you know, you lose that top register in your hearing. Mm-hmm. And that may be a case of if you're old, you hear the Laurel. If you're young, you hear
Well,
younger.
That was one of the theories put forward. But we have gone direct to the source.
So this is it. This is the actual answer. We can put this to bed. Right.
So we've gone to like the Siri here, like the Siri being like the original person that voiced.
Oh, the man who said it.
The man who said it. He's a Broadway actor and a singer. His name is J. Aubrey Jones.
Oh, J. Aubrey Jones. Yes. Great name.
64 years old and trained in pronunciation. And he has admitted, yes, I am the original voice of the original recording. Mm-hmm. It was done for vocabulary.com, reputable website, in 2007. And he has admitted that he recorded the word Laurel.
I knew it.
Yes, that's the OG. So he said he was amused to no end when he found out that his voice was creating heated debate all over. But he himself is Team Laurel.
So why do weirdos hear Yanny?
That's a great question. So we think it's actually about the frequencies that you are hearing. So you're kind of right what you said. So there's an assistant professor at some university, Lars Rieke. Lars.
Oh, good on you, Lars.
I went to some university for a while. Yeah,
he said the acoustic information that makes us hear Yanny is a higher frequency than the acoustic information that makes us hear Laurel.
Right.
So it's all about the audio system in your own particular
brain.
It's
about you, isn't it?
Exactly.
You
whether you're going to hear the higher frequency or you're going to hear the lower frequency.
The other one now on the internet, which is going crazy. This is the one that's, it's going around the office today. It's going to hit everyone across the internet over the day. Is this a creaky door closing,
mm-hmm.
or is this a low flying duck? So, I think it depends on how old you are.
I think I need to hear it one more time.
If you've been to some university,
give it to me.
So Grant, is this a hang on? This isn't here. Is
I'm closing
this
my
a
eyes.
Creaking door with rusty hinges, or is this a sort of knee high flying duck? Cross life for some of it.
Let's get Lars on the air.
It's a creaking door.
Oh, London, what do you hear?
Or is it creaking duck? When are they touring next?
Oh, God!
13 10 60. All you have to do is tell us how long you've been together, because Ash London, there's a study with about spark.
Spark, the old spark. Now, I have been with my partner a very short time. We have been dating for about a year and 4 months, married for 2 weeks. But a relatively short relationship.
You told me before, though, that when you, the first time you saw him, you were like, great, there's my husband.
That's my husband. There was never a doubt for me. Oh, yeah, love at first sight, which I always thought was BS. Now I'm a believer. Amazing. And it's been spark.com/megaspark since the day we met.
Oh, that's good.
So I have this belief, and maybe it's a childish, naive belief, that the spark is going to continue for us and maybe we're the special exception.
Eternal.
Eternal, exactly.
How long have you been with Chez, Grant?
10 years. And married 8. And we brushed hands. We didn't like one another.
Really?
And then at all, really. We didn't get along. And then one day we accidentally brushed hands and then I felt this tingle go from the top to the bottom and I went, I cannot live without this woman.
Wow.
I need her in my life.
How long after you first met her did the tingle happen?
It took a year.
That's amazing.
It was quite a long time, and then a hand brushing.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. And it was, I remember it just like it was like last second. It was top to bottom, full head, Ted tingles. And it was like, and I made the decision right there on the spot. I can't live without this woman.
Thank goodness she felt the same way.
That's 8 years. How long have you been together?
Get away from me, Larry Emder.
Tiff and I have been together 10 years, and it wasn't exactly like Grant's story is that they touched hands and they knew. Our story is that I interviewed Tiff and I said to everyone, she's the most incredible woman, and she didn't remember me. So let's move on.
Well, there's a new study and it has revealed officially.
Okay, don't give it away. Don't give it away.
So I can't
ask people. No.
Okay. We're going to ask people first.
Carla from Blacktown, how long have you been with your partner?
4 years.
Okay, so since you were 18?
Yeah.
And Spark City or non-Spark City?
Still Spark City.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good.
But Carla's also very young, you know, virile.
Yeah, you're virile.
Is that an appropriate word to use there?
Are you virile, Carla? Would you call yourself virile?
Pardon?
Yeah, she would. Thank you, Carla.
Kelly in Mount Druitt, how long have you and your partner been together, darling?
5 years.
Oh.
5 years, exactly?
Just a little touch over, 5 years, 2 months.
Five years, two months. Okay.
And what's the spark level on 1 to 10?
A 9.
Ooh, it's a highly active relationship.
Jeez, Kelly, who's the main?
Barry.
Kelly.
Sorry if we're interrupting.
Yeah.
Kelly, who's the main instigator in your relationship?
Me.
So you're obviously sleeping in the same room. You're going on dates often. Lots of cuddling.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Right. That for Kelly, just over 5 years.
Okay.
Spark City.
Here's Amanda. Amanda from Penrith, how long have you been with your partner?
We've been dating for 24 years, married 15.
How's it going?
Wow. Good, awesome. It's like we're high school sweethearts still. My husband always buys me flowers. Aww. Our kids call us apart for kissing.
Was there ever a dip, like a time in the relationship where it dipped off and then came back?
No, not really. We actually did long distance for 4 years as well because he had to move away when we were in high school. So then he moved back down and we've been together ever since. Like, we're inseparable. We do everything together. I miss him when he goes to work.
Oh. Do you still pash? Do you that?
Yeah, we're actually on the lounge kissing last night and my daughter pulled us apart. She's like, Mum, that's disgusting. You just need to stop.
I think it's wonderful. Kids should see their parents, you know, macking on.
Yeah, holding hands and...
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Well, keeping all this in mind, the new study has revealed that the spark actually begins to fade exactly 5 years and 2 months into a relationship, which means Kelly from Mount Druitt.
Kelly,
I mean,
did you hear
the science is in. Yeah. You're a month off, Dal.
Kelly, this is it for you. This is your last month
I'm
of
so
spark.
Sorry.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Kelly, you've got the $200. Voucher to Munich Brauhaus. Pull your socks up and get in for the game. Local Bavarian feeding the footy fans this season. Why not thebavarian.com.au? Just start making out in front of the big screen. Why wouldn't you?
And you're going to go home and relationship the hell out of him tonight, aren't you?
She's giving science the finger. She's F off with your science.
100% of callers say the spark is still there. So everyone that listens to us is still
all there in denial. I mean,
they're lying to us.
Yeah. Do you think now this is a don't let's not get gross here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you think the Queen and Prince Philip still
not a chance? Although. He did have that hip surgery and get straight. So
yeah, he did.
Constant movement is what they say that, right? When you get out of hospital, you got to move around to lubricate the areas.
Got to keep it active.
Yeah, then that's what he says to her. Hey, Lizzie, I need to keep these hips moving.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
The last of our royal wedding coverage. The next time we see Meghan and Harry will be at Prince Charles's 70th birthday.
When's that?
Which is Wednesday morning. That's the next official outing. I had no idea he was that elderly.
He is old, isn't he?
He's not going to be king, is he?
No.
He's going to go straight to George, little six-year-old.
I'm desperate for Will to be king.
That's George calling the shots, though.
Georgie's crown.
Just skate parts in every town, thanks.
Oh, he's the best.
So that's the next one. And then Harry and Meghan, it's been confirmed, will be in Sydney for the Invictus Games October 20.
We've got to get them on.
They're not going to do any.
We got to try. We got to start trying now.
Do you reckon they want to play Alpha Bucks? They need the 10 grand.
They could do with the cash.
So much was going on. And I told you guys earlier this morning, has anyone else had to watch Harry and Meghan, A Royal Romance? This is the
telemovie.
Yeah, this has got put together, Grant, in like an afternoon.
You've got the picture there.
I flicked past it and it was so unbelievable that I just could not stay.
Here's a grab.
No.
They don't look anything
Nothing
like them.
Like.
Not even close.
No, have a go at this.
Hey, so what is it you do?
I'm Prince of England.
I've been on all of blind dates. Pretty much all of them bad.
Well, let's see if we can break that streak.
Can you play it one more time?
Because Lundo, I was yelling over it because I was so angry.
Lundo spewed over the main bit. Can you get a bucket in here and also just have a? This is their version of the dialogue between the two of them when they met. As if, here we go.
Hi there.
Hey. So, what is it you do?
I'm kind of the Prince of England.
I've been on a lot of blind dates. Pretty much all of them bad.
Well, let's see if we can break that streak.
I'm kind of.
You're not even kind of the Prince of England.
What is it you do? You are or you aren't the Prince of England.
Like the 9 security guards didn't tip you off, Meghan, but perhaps
the motorcade that got me here to you.
Exactly.
What about that?
The crown he's wearing. A lot of people having their say on the royal wedding and a lot of reviews all across the world. And I believe we have a caller who wants to give us their review. Hello, caller.
Hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here, calling in to give my perspective of the royal wedding, a woman's perspective, because I am definitely a woman. Well, I hated it. I thought the whole thing was dreadful. My cavoodle Hillary and I tucked ourselves up underneath my grand duvet with a jar of peanut butter to share, if you catch my drift, and we were appalled at what we saw. Firstly, the dress. Meghan Markle looked like a toothpick wrapped in taffeta. And what about the guest list? Oprah was there, who cares? George Clooney looked like he brought a large banana paddle pop with him. And why, oh why, do they keep dragging poor Prince Philip's corpse around? The poor man died 3 months ago. We should have rolled straight into a funeral for him. That old sourpuss, Posh Beckham, was there. Why did she look so miserable? Probably just heard herself sing. The only good bit was that long sermon by that pastor fellow. It gave me a chance to have a 30-minute toilet break. One of my Metamucil martinis had started to kick in and I really needed to go. Anywho, I've got a number of definite women things to go and do today, and my manservant is having a doggy door put in the back door, if you catch my drift, so Grand Denny can come and go as he pleases. You can read my full review of the royal wedding on my LinkedIn page. I am Gavin _ the female eunuch _ Devon. Definitely a
woman.org. Thank you, Gavin.
I don't understand that.
Oh, so good.
I think we need to get Gavin back on the line tomorrow to explain that one.
She may be busy. Let's move on, shall we, swiftly?
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
At 8:21, we sure are. 104.1 Today FM, Alpha Bucks. The wonderful Ash London filling in for M today, who's not feeling well. Grant Denyer, official game show host. Who have you got for me today?
We have Brooke from Kellyville on the line. Brooke, are you ready to play Today FM's Alpha Bucks?
I'm so nervous already.
Don't be nervous. You're amongst friends. We're going to win some cash together, you and I. What are we going to use it for?
Well, my boyfriend and I just moved into your place on the weekend, and I'm pretty clumsy, and I fell over, and I made about a hole the size of a small child in our wall.
Oh,
wow.
Did you have a royal wedding wipeout by any chance?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. I was too emotional over it.
All right, okay, here we go.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter E for eat. E, okay? For each question you get right, you'll score 100 bucks with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Brooke, here we go. Your letter is E.
Okay.
Name a kitchen utensil.
Egg beater.
A gemstone.
Emerald.
Supermodel.
Elle Macpherson.
Cosmetics brand.
Oh, pass.
A type of tree.
Elm.
An Australian animal.
Echidna.
An author.
Pass.
A male music artist.
Pass.
A clothing brand.
Elvis
Duffin
Underwear.
A city train station.
That was a good effort. Let's have a look. See, the judges are just conferring. I think over the underwear thing, it was a different answer. And the you've Brooke today. You have received
600. Well done.
Why not celebrate by kicking some holes in your walls? Well played.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
No,
it was an accident.
It was an accident.
Were you having sex?
Oh.
No, I was carrying a box and I tripped over my own feet. I didn't even trip over something on the ground.
Oh, yeah. That's tough.
You ever broken a wall in the...
Oh, just imagine your new house. What are we going to do first?
Oh, you want to break in the rooms? House?
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you mean.
That's what the royals are doing in the castle?
Absolutely.
Sandstone.
Yeah, can't break through those walls.
No chance. Grant Denyer, I believe that you've got a... Is this an all points alert for the police?
Yeah. We're going to put an APB out on a giant 2-metre painting of GD, Grant Denyer, gone missing. You remember the painting that we had this about a week ago? It was sent in to the Archibald Prize, and it wasn't one of the ones that made it. Now, all the artwork then gets sent back to the art. No, not rejected because...
Rejected.
I'm hearing rejected.
It wasn't pretty enough.
Politely rejected.
It had a big red stamp across it, you know, that says rejected.
Yeah.
Rejected.
This year, please enter it next year because we have a category next year called TV show, game show hosts.
Mm, there was and a post-it note on the front of the painting that said, if you'd done Larry Emder, we would have put it in.
He doesn't even have a game show at the moment.
Much
so
like,
just back off.
Much like Family Feud, this painting was no longer with us. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I didn't know if I was allowed to make a joke about that, so I refrained.
Well, it hasn't stopped Ed, so just pile on. Just pile on. I got thick skin.
I'm looking at the picture.
Just keep lathering it.
I'm looking at a picture of the painting now. Obviously not the actual painting because we don't know where that is.
Mm.
It looks like the guy from MKR.
Pete Evans.
The paleo guy.
It does.
It looks more like him than you.
Don't you dare.
That is
a good-looking man.
Oh, my God, that is so true. What she's done, the artist, who's a great artist.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Last year she submitted it as Pete Evans. They rejected it. So she
tweaked it.
She sent it back.
Just lengthened the hair a little bit. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Ed.
Thank you, Grant.
Hey, I didn't say that.
I saw
you. Where'd you get that?
Survey says.
Mate, we know it does.
Does this mean I'm no longer lead to, like, actually have to turn up anymore? You can just put little sand bites in my place?
What do you mean, like this?
I'm on the TV.
Not for much longer.
So we checked with the Art Gallery of New South Wales. Not there.
So who's we?
Well, the artist has.
So you haven't done jack.
No, well, true.
So the artist rings the Art Gallery of New South Wales, which holds basically Australia's second best collection of art.
Yeah.
It's got things worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars in storage because they don't have enough art, they don't have enough room to put them up. And an artist has rang up and said,
Have you got a
rejected picture of Grant Denyer lying on it? Check the toilets.
Hey, shut up. You know what? The person who answered the phone knew of the painting, okay? So it wasn't like that this is a little nothing, this painting. She was fully aware of the Grant Denyer 2-metre painting.
So we know that it arrived at the gallery.
It got there.
Okay.
It was judged.
Rejected. Yes.
It was passed on until next time because it was so good that they didn't want a clear winner. They wanted a
controversial
fair competition.
They wanted a controversial winner. And if yours had won, everyone would have been like, fair winner. We get it.
Yeah, that's right. That's too easy. You don't give it to the too easy painting.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
So what's happened is they have released it to a courier. The courier company doesn't know where it is and claims to not have ever seen it.
Oh, God.
So somewhere in this weird matrix, this painting has gone missing and hasn't shown up. There's no ransom note of anything. And as far as I'm aware, I don't think that there's like a, it's not like this is a painting that has the map of where the Holy Grail is, like behind it.
No. So what's currently is somewhere in Sydney, there's a man and when you go to his house, he says, come into my living room. Look at me 2-metre picture of Pete Evans.
Exactly.
Silly Pakwala is our guest. Have you been paying attention tonight, 8:30 on Channel 10? We're calling it Network 10, which is weird. You're also coming to the Sydney Opera House, comedy.com.au, for your fantastic show.
Sold out that show in Melbourne. No big deal.
No big deal. But for Sydney, there are definitely tickets available.
Get in quick.
Get in, but take your time. I'm in. Just don't rush.
I'm not desperate.
No. So, Seals, royal wedding. Where were you for the royal wedding?
I was, like the staunch monarchist that I am.
Yes.
at a gig. I was working. Oh, you were doing stand up. I got to work. You know, we can't all just like
marry princes.
Can't all marry princes. No. All right. Very few of us actually.
Well, George is only three, so I think it might take a while.
I can wait.
Yeah. I can wait.
I can wait. That sounds real threatening. Anyway, no, I was at a stand-up gig. I had to work. I was going to watch it because I have been paying attention because I was pretty sure something about it might come up. But I was at a gig at a stand-up show, and I felt like this is okay. Everyone here is feeling like I've had real FOMO. I was like, it's probably happening right now, but it's okay. We're all in this together. Yeah. We're all missing out. And then we noticed.
If they'd paid for tickets to go to your gig, if they really wanted to watch the royal wedding, they could just stay home.
Yeah, you'd think that. Yeah. And then someone in the audience pulled out an iPad and started watching the royal wedding from the audience.
iPad? How big are we talking? Small iPad, big iPad?
Might have been a phone. I don't know. Okay. I was watching from the side. I wasn't actually on stage when it happened. And they went, it was a Kyle Chandler, very funny comedian, who was just like, and also someone you don't want to pull your iPad out.
Yes.
And went, what are you doing? They're like, oh, totally busted these two women. Like, we're watching the wedding. And he was like, why are you at a comedy show?
Yeah.
If you wanted to watch the wedding. And they just went, oh, we just wanted to see the dress.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah,
but then, so I missed it. So then I had to watch it when I got home, and I just couldn't bear it. She's just too beautiful. I can't look directly at her.
Yeah.
Meghan Markle. Am I
like
wrong? Like, she looks like she's so beautiful. She looks animated. Like, I was like, you look like you're CGI. I don't believe you're a real person.
The freckles look like they have just been perfectly painted on that pretty face. And she didn't have too much makeup on. She looked natural, but so beautiful. It was heartbreaking.
Except there was one, she had like one hair out of place. Did it drive anyone else bananas?
No,
she had like one hair, and it's like, oh my God, Oprah's there. There's got to be someone with a bobby pin. Like how? And also, missed a trick with Oprah being there and not getting her to announce them, being like, you know, the Duke of Duchess of Sussex.
Yeah.
Check under your seats.
Check under your seats.
You've all got a carriage. You get a carriage, and you get a carriage.
So I watched it a bit, but I'm glad it's kind of finished now.
Did you like the dress?
Yeah. I mean, it was white, that's right, isn't it? I'm kind of like with wedding dresses the same as with cars. I'm like, oh, it was a red one.
It went
fast. So I'm like, it was a white one. That's correct.
Sort of felt a bit lackluster to me. Like, I was really excited, and it was very beautiful, very plain, very straight. I was hoping for some maybe some puffy sleeve, lots of detail, maybe a little bit of tea lights in the veil, something looks like a Bali taxi.
He is a fashion expert.
Yeah.
Dolce & Denya is a popular brand. What do you know? I'm exposing this on the internet. Your fashion is so bad that last night on The Voice, a 17-year-old contestant was wearing the same jumper that you were wearing to work on Friday.
Is he dressed by Kmart Kids department as well?
That may tell you something. Let's touch on the celebrities that were there, because it was Oprah sort of leading the charge. She was the first one there.
Yeah, and Posh and Bex, of course.
Oh, my God. Posh looked like she was having a great time.
Why did she do that? Why doesn't she ever smile?
It's her personal brand. Exactly. Why start now? She's done very well for herself.
Like resting, I think you should change to resting posh face.
Posh face. And all the work. I don't think she can. I don't think it's comfortable for her to move her face very well.
But it looks weird because David's always sort of smiling and shaking hands. And then she just was so sour the whole time.
If it was I'd kick her out of my wedding. I'd be like, it's my wedding, smile.
Oh, well, hang on, this is true, because if you're doing stand-up, do you pick the one person out of the crowd that isn't...
Yeah, that's why.
Okay,
that's
why.
It's a comedian thing.
Yes.
Because you just find, you naturally, self-hate finds the one person who hates you in the crowd, and you just like, and you go, I'm going to get you to laugh.
Get out of my wedding.
What is your problem? Just tell your face, because what's annoying... is I've had that, and I've found this person who's just looking at me, and I'm like, who is this guy? This is fun. Everyone else thinks this is funny. Why do you hate me so much? Why can't I stop looking at you? And then I've finished the gig and been real mad and been like, oh, just this one guy just hated me and really upset me. And then I've bumped into that guy, and he's like, oh, my God, love the show. And I'm like, why?
Oh.
So Posh is probably having a wonderful time.
There's just no way of knowing.
On the inside.
Yeah. And I just saw photos because I was watching it live, and I saw a guy with a shaved head. And as I was watching it, I was thinking, that guy's familiar, but I couldn't place it, and I just realized it was Tom Hardy.
He was there.
Yeah.
That proves I saw a great tweet this morning, guys.
Which was?
Share the tweet.
Here we go.
But I don't know who, I can't remember
doesn't
who
doesn't matter
was.
What.
Someone had a photo of Chris Hardy and it
Tom written, Hardy.
Tom Hardy. It's clearly not mine. Yeah. Tom Hardy, and above it, they'd written, it's like Bane on your wedding day.
Yeah,
very good. Thank you very much.
That's good.
Completely stolen. I did not write that.
You don't need to take credit for that one.
Good.
Tonight, have you been paying attention? 8:30 roughly on Network 10. And then go see seals.comedy.com.au. All talk at the Sydney Opera House. We'll see you. It's August August 10 to 9. We'll see you then, Seals.
Thank
lovely
you
to have
so
you
much.
Good luck. Best of luck on Rosehaven 3. Can't
oh,
wait.
Thanks.
My favourite show.
Shut up,
Daniel. Big call. For once
they're
in
filming
your life.
Soon. They're filming soon.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
All right, our producer Kimmy's just texted and said that Megan and Harry's first dance was to Whitney, I Want to Dance with Somebody.
That's a good choice.
Oh, that's a good, yeah, that fills the floor too. Get some good energy into the room.
That'll get Prince Philip out of his hearse.
No shout outs to him. Hip surgery 2 weeks later, right. Not even using a cane to get out of that effort. Car.
You're absolutely right.
He nailed it.
Could have just rolled straight into a memorial service thing.
He looks like he is dead.
The Walking Dead.
Since you're all here.
Yeah, since you're all here, let's chat about Phil, shall we?
Please lay a wreath.
I tell you, and he was tested. His life force was tested.
Or was it reinvigorated?
Well, this is the thing. This is the Laurel and Yanny of the royal wedding, which
That's
is
true.
The sermon.
Yeah.
So Bishop Michael Curry, who's the leader of the Episcopal Church overall in America, from Chicago, which leads me to my theory in a moment. But shall we hear a little bit? So it was meant to go 5 minutes. He went 14. Now I think
13.
No, it was over 13.
13
no,
minutes.
I've seen a number of different timings, and they're all
agree to disagree. 13 and a half.
Let's do that.
Okay.
Let's get into my favourite bit. This was in minute 12.
Okay.
And let's
the discovery.
Let's not forget that this man is meant to be speaking about the couple and also the sort of context of their love inside the church and inside the royal family. Or he's meant to talk about the discovery of fire.
The discovery or invention or harnessing of fire was one of the great scientific and technological discoveries in all of human history.
That's true.
It's very relevant.
Fire, to a great extent, made human civilization possible.
Mm, true,
Fire made it possible to cook food and to provide sanitary ways of eating, which reduced the spread of disease.
Well
in
spotted.
Its time.
Yeah, okay.
I know what
else did it.
Hang on, let him finish.
Heat and warm environments, and thereby made human migration around the world a possibility, even into colder climates.
Oh, into colder climates.
Fire made it possible. There was no Bronze Age without fire.
That's true.
No Iron Age without fire.
Different.
No Industrial Revolution without fire. The advances of science and technology are greatly dependent on the human ability and capacity to take fire and use it for human good.
Yep.
Yes.
Thank you. Pull it down there.
I know what he's trying to do there.
What do you? What
you might be confused,
Phil?
But I am the youngest member of this team, so I think I have a better idea of the, and a better grasp on the use
on the history
today.
Of fire.
No, now I do. Now
Bronze
we all
age?
Do. These days, and keeping in mind 1.9 billion people are watching this, he knows that he's got to cater to all audiences. He wants to keep the young people interested. And these days, when you want to talk about something being good, it's fire. Like you go, that mixtape is fire, and use the little fire emoji. So he's just speaking in language that people understand.
He's speaking in emojis, is he?
Exactly.
Is that what he's doing? Why does it take 13 minutes to speak in emojis there?
Yeah, look, he did stretch it out a little bit, but I feel like, let's think about this.
Okay.
He's an Anglican bishop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's say generally in his Chicago community, even if he has a mega church, there's maybe 2,000 congregation members per.
Yeah.
He's got 1.9 billion.
Oh, he's so making it count. Don't you worry about
that. 1,000 times more.
Yep.
1,000 times
bigger. Many,
maybe more. Yep. Maybe.
Yes, times 100,000. Yes.
So he's just thinking, I've got a great audience here. This is my chance. This is my window.
But if you, let's say that you, Grant Daniel, you know, your Family Feud goes out, I put about roughly 700 or 800 people watch it a night. And let's.
That's several 800,000. Thank you, but anyway.
Let's say that you had this global audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you go to the Bronze Age? Would you start telling us about the and he said the invention of fire too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it was invented.
No, I don't think somebody created it.
I don't know. And if you're going, he went longer than Jesus. Yeah, the Last Supper. If you're going longer than the guy you're paraphrasing, that's a bad sign. Here's my theory.
Okay, hit us with your theory.
Where's he from? Chicago. Where's Oprah from?
Chicago.
Who was sitting like five? Oprah was there, sitting five from the front.
Yeah.
The best part of the whole wedding for me was how furious Oprah was when they checked her invitation.
Oh.
Yes. I didn't see that.
Everyone.
They did it twice.
Well, really?
So good.
Yeah.
And then, so what's the only interview that Meghan Markle's mother has done hasn't aired yet?
Oprah.
They've told Megan, you get one thing in the wedding, you can have the sermon. She's not sure what to do. She rings her mum. Her mum tells Oprah when she's at the house. Oprah says, I've got just the guy.
I've got the guy.
I've got a local.
Oh, my God.
And that's how the bloke from Chicago ends up on the royal wedding.
Good call.
It could just be because he's the head of the Episcopalian church.
He's the top dog over there,
Can you not?
I'm just...
London?
Your theory is wonderful and it was probably everything to do with Oprah.
There was about 8 degrees
Oprah.
Of your theory, though.
Yeah, I went
to the history of iron.
This met over in the Bronze Age. What channel did you guys watch?
I watched Channel 7.
Okay, they had a terrible spot. They were in a car park.
I watched the one that had the best spots. Maybe it was Channel 1.
Didn't Michael Usher stand in front of the carriage as it went past and blocked it and everyone is furious?
Oh, that's the one I watched. He
didn't move across. He just turned his back, blocked the whole shot as he waved at the carriage and forgot about all the people on television.
You don't do that. Nah. Grant Denyer would never have done that.
No way.
Rookie. Well, you could see over him. And then, so...
Cheap shot, isn't it?
Anyone watch the BBC?
Welcome to every morning.
Yeah. The BBC is what I watch because they're the most British.
Oh, you're
yeah.
Very
so
fancy.
They know who all the old people are. Yeah. All the
so
old
that was on the ABC? Or
no,
did you
BBC.
Watch it on...
I got Foxtel, so we watched
it on
the BBC.
Oh, you watched it on Foxtel. Okay.
And my wife was insisting that we flick, but mostly the BBC.
Yeah.
Everyone was talking about the Markle family. Thomas Markle Jr., the brother. Samantha Markle, the one that wrote the book Princess Pushy, all that.
Horrible people.
The Dooleys, who were like the distant relatives of a divorce this. I flicked over to ITV, which was a British channel, where they had an English guy that was commentating with all of the Markle family that weren't invited.
Would you like, so they were there?
Yeah, they were there, and they were commentating for ITV. Would you like to hear some?
Yes, I need to pay for a Foxtel subscription.
This is
incredible.
The moment when Meghan arrived in the car. This is how the Markle family saw it.
I'm here live for ITV from Windsor Castle commentating the royal wedding, and with me are the members of the Markle family that were not invited to the ceremony. Good morning to you, Megan's half-sister Samantha Markle. How will your sister be feeling on this big day?
Am I getting paid for this?
Yes, I believe you are. Also joining us is Thomas Markle Jr., Megan's half-brother. Are you excited for your sister today?
Oh, yeah, like Maria's going to be, like, pumped in that.
Megan?
What's a Megan?
Right, close family. Also here is Tyler Dooley, the son of Megan's half-brother. Tyler, thank you for joining us.
Can I plug my marijuana growing business, bro?
Not at this time.
Bummer!
Because there she is. Meghan Markle has arrived at St. George's Chapel. She's stepping out of the car in a long white gown. Tyler Dooley, your impressions.
What? Got a pizza, bro?
Not on me. Thomas Markle Jr., doesn't she look wonderful?
Oh, no, she looks like old as. And who is that geezer she's marrying? He's like a million years old. Look at his ears.
No, that's Camilla. And that's Charles standing next to her.
Oh, man, he looks like a moldy carpet, and she looks like Seabiscuit. Gross.
Samantha Markle, final word to you now that your beloved sister is married.
What a selfish bitch. Am I getting paid for this in London pesos?
It was a magical evening.
I can't believe I missed that.
Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
At 7 minutes past seven, Today FM's $100,000 beat the bomb. Em is away today, so the lovely Ash London filling in. And Grant Denyer, we welcome Bridget from Leichhardt. Bridget, you got through.
Woo! Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited.
We're so excited
for you. How much would you like to win today?
Oh, I'd love it, $2,000.
Oh, who wouldn't?
What for? Are there a particular cause?
Well, I'm hoping to go to Fiji. I need to get away from this cold weather. It's not good for me.
Yeah, yes. Fair enough.
Right. You know, in Fiji, there's a bar that's on a barge in the middle of the ocean, and you have to get a boat to get there, and then you get onto the barge, and it's a floating bar, and you can just get cocktails and then jump off the barge into the water and swim back on, hop
gosh.
On, have
that
another cocktail.
Idyllic.
Oh, it's called Cloud
Nine. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
It's called Cloud Nine.
It's called Cloud Nine.
It's so much nicer than Barge Nine.
Exactly.
So here we go.
Perfect. I'll be heading there soon.
The cash bomb's loaded, and all you need to do is yell stop before the bomb goes off. You do that, and you take home the last cash amount revealed. London's already
nervous.
If the bomb beats you to it, then you do walk away empty-handed. Bridget, that's how it works. Does that all make sense? Are you ready to light the fuse?
Yes, let's light it up.
Light that fuse.
$100. $900. $1,200. $1,400.
Stop.
Stop.
Yeah, you did the right thing. Oh, Bridget, you so did the right thing, baby girl. Oh, God.
$1,400. Thank you for that.
Amazing.
London was not coping. Nah. She was not going to get through that. You got yourself $1,400. That is great work now.
Amazing.
Congratulations, Bridget. We do now have to hear how far.
Forgot about this bit.
Yeah, this is the flip side.
How far you could have gone.
Oh, gosh.
$2,000.
Hero of a nation, Bridget.
Yes. So happy. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. The best part about $1,400 is that's a good amount for you to go on your own. Like, I don't know if you've got a boyfriend or girlfriend or kids.
No, he's staying home.
Yeah, you can't afford to bring them. Go solo. Spend that money on cocktails and massages, baby girl.
I will do. Will do.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
What you got?
Do I go now?
Yes,
right.
Mate.
Oh, that was.
Yeah.
I was so into that.
I was
ready for another verse.
Delightful. Hit us up with the latest.
All right, we're calling it hashtag news today.
Love it.
Because my name's not Em. I feel, you know, you got it. Whatever. So. The Backstreet Boys are back, officially back. Backstreet's back. Uh-huh. They released a new single. It's called Don't Go Breaking My Heart. Mm-hmm. Not a cover of the classic Don't Go Breaking My... I thought it would
Kiki
be.
D.
Yes. Yep. It's a solid track. It's all very exciting. And now Howie, who's one of the lesser known members of the Backstreet. Everyone knows Nick Carter and Brian. And then it's like the other ones.
The other
one of them is called Howie. He's saying the boys are in talks with a certain girl band to do a bit of a reunion tour. Now, if they were going to do this tour, it would sound a little summer like this. The Spice Girls.
That's big.
Girlfriend.
90s Australian with big hats. Anyone remember them?
I remember.
I think I'm more of a...
Scandalous?
Benny, you'll know this one. The
Bardot?
No, the one with Ricky, all the Australian Idol girls.
Young Divas.
Young Divas. Ah. That's more my, you know...
Life.
Mine, okay. Exactly. Very, very young.
That's not going to happen.
So, no, well, who knows? Because every week the Spice Girls are like, we're doing a tour. And then Posh is like, we're not doing a tour. And then Gina's like, we're doing a tour. And then Posh's like, we're not doing a tour.
What does Baby say?
She's like, we're doing a tour.
And Scary?
We're doing a tour. Posh is the main one who's saying, we're not doing a tour. Because she's so rich, she doesn't need any of the money. So Howie said, they come out the same time as us. They had massive worldwide success. We had massive worldwide success. We've done it with Take That, and it was awesome.
Yeah, that was huge. Yep.
I would pay good money to see Backstreet Boys and Spice Girls. Can we all agree, Grant, you'd go?
Oh, you so would. That's a power pack.
I saw Backstreet last time they were in concert, and they were with someone else, another band, which I've forgotten who they are.
Was it Take That?
Might have been you.
Back in 2011?
Yeah, might have been, yep.
Did Tiff make you go to that one, or was that
No, I went with a mate.
Okay. What a legend.
Wow.
Okay. Hugh Grant is about to have a big life event go down.
He's been caught in the toilet, has he?
No, come on. He's a reformed man, and it was a car, yes.
Yeah, it was a car.
6 years he's been with his partner. They've got 3 kids, and they're finally getting married. But can I tell my Hugh Grant story?
Do it.
So a couple of years ago, he was out for a movie junket. Can't even remember what the movie was. I went along to interview Hugh Grant. He wasn't in a great mood. No. Most people that interview him saying he's generally not in a great mood. But he forgot something when we're talking, but it was something that you're not really supposed to forget as a father. He forgot his daughter's name.
Yeah.
Just forgot
my Lord.
It.
Right out.
He totally blanked on me.
Wow.
And then he got awkward. And then I reminded him of his child's name.
That's
and then
helpful.
He was like, well, obviously you cut that out of the interview. And I was like, yeah, okay, cool.
Did you play it? Did you play the bit in the interview?
No, we had to cut it out because you know how that happens. Like they specifically say you can't. He
can't
forgot his kid's name. Like,
wow.
How does that? Have you guys ever forgotten your children's names?
He's been through a bit. I've never. No way.
No way.
I would understand if Eddie Murphy did. He's got about...
He has
400 children.
Quite a few. And finally, I don't know if this is really entertainment, but it's interesting. So Donald Trump, and I saw this on Twitter, but I thought it was a like a Photoshop job. I thought someone had Photoshopped this, but it legit happened. He said, keeping in mind that his wife's name, Melania Trump, and I can remember it, great to have our incredible First Lady back home in the White House. Melanie is feeling and doing really well. Thanks for all your prayers.
Oh,
and
Melanie.
Wishes. Melanie.
Been in love for a long time.
E instead
with...
of an A.
At least
who's Melanie?
As long as he, at least he didn't write Stormy. That'd be worse.
Stormy, the porn star that he allegedly.
Well, the E is near the A on a keyboard.
Let's talk about auto cue. Surely he's writing Melania in his phone more often than he's writing Melanie in his phone in the short term. Yeah. Who's Melanie?
I think you busted it wide open. And that was.
That's entertainment.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
Talking to Selfie Sean McAuliffe, who allegedly has a show starting on...
Allegedly. I've checked the TV guide. Actually, it is.
Well, I've already got a show on Monday night. It's a comedy show. And it's selfish of Sean to think that he can do it as well.
So, there is more than one network.
I love that show that you do.
Thank you. You talking to me or Sean? So let's find... Yeah. Okay, good. So let's hear Selfish Sean McAuliffe defend himself. 7.30 tonight on Channel 9 is the return of... Well, they're calling it the premiere, but Em, I think it's a sort of a rebadging of a great show that people love, because Talking About Your Generation, here to clear up some of the confusion, is the host, Sean McAuliffe.
Well, honey, it's nice to be here, but Ed, to be fair, you've created most of the confusion during the introduction.
How so?
Well, first of all, you said it was a rebadging, and it's called the same, it's the same name.
Wasn't it called something, wasn't it called Talking About My Generation last time?
No, that would be too confusing. No, it was always called Talking About Your Generation with the apostrophes there, and Nine were very insistent that we keep the apostrophes. Because
there's three in the whole title.
They tested it. They did focus groups.
Oh, great.
That was the thing that came out the top, the thing they most loved about
it. We love the apostrophes.
The three apostrophes. We need more apostrophes was the feedback. Apostrophe heavy, please.
I was 37 on the list.
And so it's you. This is a fun show. A lot of fun. So who are the... So it's Generation X, Generation Y, and now something called Generation Z. Where does that start and end, Sean McAuliffe?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I have one. You've got one.
Okay,
I own a Z. Yeah, I think it's... Is it 2001 to 2000 and like... Wow. Yeah, it's the 2000s, and my 16-year-old's a Zer.
See, Em knows more about it than I do.
But I don't have the kind of apostrophe backing you have, so...
Well, the top end age for a Generation Z is about 21 or 22, and that's Lawrence Boxhall is the captain of the Gen Z team.
Yes, okay.
Now, in order to accommodate the Gen Z, which is a bit neater on the lecterns, X, Y, and Z, it just looked nicer.
It does nice.
We got rid of the BB, which stood for Baby Boomer.
Yeah, that was odd.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it didn't work.
No one likes the boomers.
People kept lying about their age so that they didn't have to be in BB.
Yes.
In the last season, there were people that were older than some of the Generation X people. Yeah. It was very odd.
You're quite right, Ed. You're quite right. We won't name names because that would be unprofessional once the mics are off, of course.
We'll go crazy.
Well, yeah, we'll mention her name. But until then, we've been very... Nine are very... Channel 9. I don't know if you worked for Channel 9 before.
Briefly.
Well, they're very, very keen on identification being shown at the gate, so you have to prove you're the right age. So I guess I'm the baby boomer representative now.
Yes, you are.
I'm the man with fading authority.
Your show, your wonderful Tonight Show, was on Channel 9.
Oh, you remember?
I remember. I'm the one.
Of course.
Wow.
And it's
no,
now.
I remember.
Yeah, man. Well, that's nice of you both to remember that show.
A lot of it's on YouTube now, which I think people should have a look at. How unwelcome were you at 9 after that show finished?
Well, it has been. That's how many years ago is that? That is 16 years ago. They said to me, Sean, we've decided to rest the show.
And I've got a show being rested too from 12 years ago.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I think your show, my show, we're probably in the same bunk.
Oh, and now Grant's going to join.
Yeah. And now Grant's being rested.
Oh, now he's being rested. Yeah, Family Feud.
Family Feud's being rested. Grant, your thoughts?
I'm on the TV.
Not for much longer.
Only a month ago, guys.
7.30 on 9 until 8.29. Then you stop watching, flick over to Channel 10. Isn't that right, Sean?
Well, you can always tape the other show.
No, you can tape your show.
No. I tell you what, most homes have two televisions in their house.
That's true.
Just turn it on. It doesn't matter if you watch.
Yeah, we don't want you to watch.
No, we just want the point.
Actually, don't watch either shows. Just have televisions on in the background.
Yeah. And look at the phone and watch, you know, that lady fall over.
What's that video? Is that a good one?
I just assumed there was one.
That lady falls over now on YouTube and us on varying networks. Sean McAuliffe.
Yes.
It's a pleasure.
Well, thank you very much, Em. Thank you very much, Grant.
I'm on TV.
He's on the TV. He's not on radio. And thank you very much, Ed.
See you, mate. Look, make your own mind up. You can either watch tired old Sean McAuliffe and something called Boxall, or...
He did sound tired and old. I'll pay that.
Thank you, London.
I know what I'll be watching.
Legendary. He sounded legendary to me.
Dude. Yeah.
Television icon.
I know. Can you stop? I know that you and Ten are fighting at the moment, but can you stay on board for just another month? We join now in the studio by the man overnights, keeping the home fires burning, Danny Lakey. Good morning, mate.
Morning, fellow SCA employees. How are we?
Hey, mate, we do
we're friends, mate. We're not employees. Come on. We're here because we choose to be here.
Yeah, exactly. And, Lakey, we do appreciate you sticking around because you've been on all night.
I've been awake since 4 p.m. yesterday. I got up, watched the footy. I'm running on empty. And now I've got 30 minutes left, 5 minutes with you guys. Obviously, as you alluded to just before, got to go drop a few kids off at the pool for my 50 bucks, and then I'm going home to sleep for 13 hours.
Getting paid to poo.
Yeah.
And that's how we do.
And so, Lakey, if people aren't listen, don't hear your show, we thought we'd, you know, we'd put together, and with your help, about, you know, a quick summary of what goes on. So if this is a lot of what happens on the Lakey show overnight.
Do you have sex on your wedding night?
Oh, absolutely not. Gosh.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I can't think of anything worse than rubbing up against that salty, hairy husband of mine. Oh, darn you, Lakey, and not eating chocolate bananas and farting.
Ooh, double trouble.
Burst my chocolate bubble.
Ooh, gross.
I mean, I don't agree with the harpooning of whaling, but it's still a question.
Why are you laughing at harpooning whales, Maddie?
No, I was just laughing. I agree.
Why are you still laughing at harpooning whales, Maddie?
Classic Maddie.
So that happened last night. Bloody Maddie. Far out. Pull your head in, bud.
She's out of control.
There's a range of topics that are covered on the Lakey show.
Was that your actual fart, Danny?
Yeah. Pre-recorded on the mic. So, yeah, I bring in my own pop sock for it. Don't worry.
I'm using now?
No, I stick an old gym sock over it because of workplace health and safety. Other stations will do what's the secret sound. We do what's causing the secret smelly sound.
Oh, I like that. Back to the start of the process.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, Lakey, it's just a summary of the type of how your life is somewhat different to ours. We're all boring and married. So what's been happening recently? Last week you told us that you get paid to poo, which is great news. What's the latest thing in the Lakey oeuvre?
I'm big into those float tanks. I don't know if any of you guys have done them.
Mad for a float.
You love to float as well?
Love
your fellow
it.
Floater? Yeah.
Yeah, it's just quiet.
Sensory deprivation tanks. They're all across Sydney, for those who don't know. Renowned for its medical benefits. Essentially, it's like a whole pool of water, which is filled up with salt, so you float in it. The water's the same temperature as your body, so you can't feel where the water starts and your body ends. It's dark, you can't see anything, it's soundproof, and you're in a pod. So essentially, I like to lose track of all space and time, and one time I got so confused I thought I was one pole in a pool fence that went for infinity, and that's how I get my kicks.
And are you nude?
Wow.
Yeah, you get nude. No one else is in there. You can wear your undies if you want, but yeah, you get nude. It doesn't matter.
I don't get nude. Feel weird doing nude.
As a germaphobe, do they change the water in between people?
I would assume so. Visits. Yeah, I would assume so that they empty it every single time. I mean, it's just like going to a public pool.
You haven't checked.
Anyway.
You're going in nude and you haven't. I assume that. Yeah, they do, because there's a big changeover period. There's like half an hour, the place I go to anyway, half an hour to 45 minutes between floaters.
Now, my producers have just done some research. The water is, quote, filtered, not changed.
Well, that's okay. Germs are just a concept anyway. It doesn't really bother me either way. I'm not drinking the water, but I am floating in it. It's got enough salt in it so it literally you can lie there. And awkward side tangent, I actually bought one for my uncle once upon a time. He's 150 kilos. They had to put more salt in the bloody thing for him.
Up the buoyancy.
Dead Sea won't handle him. But, Lakey, how much is it? This is my question, because this seems to me like something, like I can sleep at home. How much?
I pay $90, and I think you can buy like sessions, and you know, the more you do, the less it costs.
But $90 for half an hour.
No, I think it's for an hour, but I did 3 hours once, which is not recommended. Whoa. You're supposed to do an hour, but I did 3 hours, and then the condensation, it formed at the top of the roof, and then about 2.5 hours in, I was deep in the juju with all my theta waves going on, and one drop hit me right between the eyes. It felt like an elephant was pooping on me. It was a very rude awakening.
Wow. Which has also happened on Lakey's show. Elephant pooping on Lakey's Wednesday nights.
How does it change your life? Like, what does it improve?
Oh, it doesn't change your life, but I mean, it's just a cool way to relax. It feels like a nice rest. It's just something I do to get my kicks on Route 66. I think it's good for back problems and other health things. I just like floating around.
It's like a waterbed, yeah?
No, not at all.
What do you mean?
Because a waterbed, if you move around, you feel the shift of weight, whereas this is the opposite. You feel like you weigh nothing because you're just floating.
Oh, and the difference between this and a waterbed is, in order to have a waterbed, you need it to be an 80s advertising executive.
Exactly. Exactly right.
With leopard print sheets.
Yes.
All right, Lakey, we're staying up. You're back on tonight. Good on you, mate. See you soon.
Midnight, guys. Tune in. Prime time for all those working mums out there who've got nothing better to do at 3 a.m. Yes. Get around me.
And ring in and have a chuckle about harpooning. We love it. Good on you, Lakey.
Thanks, guys.
Guys, so we are going to do some royal wedding chat today.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, okay. It's just what the world needs. You know what? As a bloke in the modern day age, you know what I need to talk about more often? Veils and dresses.
Now, Grant, we are going to talk about what you did at your plans for the night a little bit later on, but we all watched it, didn't we?
Obviously, yes. We watched it.
Yeah, we did. And did we then get forced to watch the replay on UK TV like I was?
No.
What's the replay on UK TV?
So my viewing schedule went like this.
Okay.
My wife made me sit down the day before and watch the telly movie about the couple.
No. Oh, yeah, it was high quality, yes.
And
the likenesses were just incredible.
Has this halfway through. So she said to me, if you're going to keep shouting, you have to leave the room.
Yes. Hey, I didn't know you were married to Gavin.
And I was shouting at the likenesses.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Until I realised that the guy playing Prince Philip was A, a friend of mine, and B, a guy that I had done a job with in the Hogan miniseries, which we've all seen.
High quality as well.
Prince Philip, as in the grandfather of Harry.
No, Prince William, sorry. The brother.
Okay, the brother. Okay.
Yeah, and I was shouting at the terrible likenesses, and then I stopped and I looked up their IMDb because I said, that's it. I'm doing my first bit of trolling today. I'm trolling the writers.
Nice.
I've had enough of this.
It's classy as ever, Ed.
And then I looked up and went, I might back off. I'm mates with him. Okay. But they'd done the classic, they had to bald him up. Because, Grant, he's not bald, this guy.
How do you bald someone up?
I think you just individually tweezer out each hair until you get the...
That's tough.
It's like a thinning crop.
Like a reverse warning where they take it out strand by strand.
Yeah.
Put it in. No, you do. I've had to have it for a job before. They just shave your hair down to the bone every day. It's so... If any bald guys... With the really, the
shiny,
the cue ball head.
Yeah.
If they're listening, they'll know the feeling of a razor going across the top of your head.
Yeah, I'm not here for that.
It's quite confronting.
Yeah.
Lando, it would take us about a month to get yours done.
Yeah, you'd need a whippersnipper. There's a whole lot of hair going on.
Let's hear from the Dean of Windsor.
The gift of marriage brings husband and wife together in the delight and tenderness of sexual union.
Yeah.
Oh. Everyone should be
commitment.
You should be banned
of their lives.
Sorry, Dean. You should be banned from saying sexual. It's sexual.
Sexual.
Now,
how many syllables does he want to put in there?
Seriously.
Come on, Dean. One more time.
The gift of marriage brings husband and wife together in the delight and tenderness of sexual union.
Yeah.
At least because they're Anglican, Church of England, at least he's had a bit of sexual union.
Yes.
I think it's more awkward when it's a Catholic sermon and you know that the priest, well, hopefully the priest is celibate because them's the rules, and then they're doing the whole, like, sexual, and you think, nah.
Also, we've had our first news flash from Ash London at 6:12. That Catholic priests are meant to be celibate.
They're meant to be celibate.
Well done. Thank you for keeping us.
Them's the rules.
Do you want to move on to the spiritual leader of the Episcopal?
I love this guy. And full disclosure, I grew up in church, so I'm down with
Which denomination?
Oh, Pentecostal, happy, clappy, praise the Lord, Hillsong.
You'll love this.
I copped a good 12 years of that. So I'm used to sitting through a 2 hours of church every Sunday.
Right.
But for me was a treat.
So this is the man doing the sermon. He was meant to have 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He went 14.
Yeah.
And
it's expected though.
They're that well
it's riffing.
Not by the Queen.
No.
<they're, laughs>
She's got a watch and a schedule.
There are a number of highlights. I mean, where to start? But yeah. this is part of the really good fun stuff.
And let me tell you something. Old Solomon was right in the Old Testament. That's fire. They are Deshadon, and with this, I will sit down. We got to get you all married.
Yeah.
And they were. It was such a good tension breaker because everyone was sitting there like,
I know. Just watching the faces was the greatest part of that. Yeah, it was a powerful, high-energy performance by him, but just watching the awkwardness of those who've never seen it before was amazing.
I just lived for it. And you know what? Like, if you can separate the drama and the weirdness of it all, what he was saying, that the world needs more love, he knew he had an audience. Was it? What did you say, 1.8 billion?
1.9 billion
people.
Yep.
Lord knows if we all did actually love each other a bit more, the world wouldn't be in so much strife.
The irony is that he's telling 1.9 billion people to love each other. Mm. Meanwhile, 800 people in a church are hating him.
Hating him. I respect it. Good on him.
It was fun. Yeah. Oh, it made the wedding. It was a lot of fun.
They could have done a mega mix, just like a 2-minute wrap up.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just slotted that in, just the good bits.
Yeah.
Highlight reel.
Get Marshmallow to jazz it up.
Oh, pop culture knowledge.
I only do that when London's around. You'll see that today. I'll be saying all the things, because you're a music person, I'll be saying things like, well, wouldn't Khalid have been good on that? And I'll be calling songs tracks.
Yes.
More royal wedding chat as the morning progresses. But up shortly, Danny Lakey, the man, the overnight, Lakey overnight, as you know, he's had his record number of dumps where he's had to tell people to get off air, please. And
dumps as in stopping, like going off air because someone said, as opposed to...
Yes. No. Yes. Well, he's a professional pooer as well. So it is true. He gets paid to poo, so he does those kind of dumps.
Isn't
as well.
That the dream, Grant? Getting paid to poo.
Wow. We're all boring married types. He's loose.
Oh, that's me now.
Yeah, that's you. He's loose.
Welcome
as
to the club.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast means you can connect with M, Grant and Ed whenever you like. But you've only got a limited time to switch to Optus in-store and get the Samsung Galaxy S9 64GB for just $59 a month on a 24-month lease. Get terms and conditions at optus.com.au.